Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 20th of May, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours. And God, I wish there was some more decent stuff. Good grief. So, Love Film here in the UK has given its on-demand film service a real shot in the arm. They've signed up with a firm called Optimum Releasing, who've managed to get them a whole new load of films. You can get now in the catalogue The Last Exorcism, The Ghost, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, and The Wrestler. Is that it? Is that the best you can do? Come on, you've got to get up to Netflix. Let's go, people. Yesterday celebrated the 10th anniversary of the Apple Store. Yes, they've been around for 10 years. Their first one opened in McLean in Virginia. I've got no idea why. And then the next one opened on the same day in Glendale, California. And it's been fantastic. There's a video of Steve online opening the first store and showing it all off at Macworld 2001. And what did the giant retailer do as a special treat? Nothing. Apple's also struck a deal for the cloud. It means that its iCloud music service is going to get absolute backing from all the music labels, allegedly. It's a complete and utter rumour, but knowing Apple, they would have wanted to do it properly and would have got the music industry on board. And based on the buying power of Apple, the music industry would have bent over with a tub of lard a la Last Tango in Paris. But all in the garden is not rosy for Apple, because it seems that the Mac malware issue is out there, and in a big, big way. Lots of people have been stupid and clicked on the link for Mac Defender, but they're telling their Apple Care reps not to try and remove the software for some reason. We'll have a chat about that on the Mac show later, but if you've got access to software and it doesn't clog your Mac up, why not get it? Go on, go see Sophos. Eric Schmidt has lashed out at Europe, saying that it's got to be careful not to let foolish laws stop Google from doing its business. When you look at the fact that Google's probably got more money than some of the countries in the world put together, then that could be a bad thing. Google's big tent event, Schmidt stood up and said, "Hopefully laws won't be so foolish as to not let Google operate in countries like Hong Kong and China and those kind of places." And also, Europe's getting a bit twitchy as well as... Microsoft's Bing head has said Google's search model is failing. I'm presuming he knows that because of the fact he's been ripping it off for the last few years. Search itself hasn't changed fundamentally in the past 12 years, says Weitz. And apparently they're going to do something different. They're going to steal someone else's. Yes, very good. Microsoft has offered free Xbox 360s as well with its back-to-school PCs. From May 22nd, students who buy a Windows 7 PC, at least $699, will get a free 4GB Xbox 360 console to go along with it. So they'll have something to do when they get back to university and skip all their lectures. Sony has unveiled a flexible colour e-paper device. It looks fantastic. It's only a concept, unfortunately, but the screen actually works. It's flexible and it's colour. And it's e-paper. Obviously, there's no prices, but you can't afford it yet. But again, it's not all rosy in the garden for Sony, because, of course, they've been hacked again. It's not been particularly serious, I don't think, this time, but they're saying that the store will not be back up until the 24th of May. So PSN is still under a bit of pressure. Amazon has officially announced that it's sold more Kindle books than printed books. That's hard copy and paperback pushed together. It's because, of course, they've got a resounding endorsement from Will Green off the Mac Show, who now loves his Kindle when he goes for a walk with his dog, but still keeps tripping over. Logitech has unveiled its iPad and Android tablet accessories, and they look pretty good. There's a keyboard and stand that go along with your iPad. There's also some speaker systems as well, which are available, but they're £90, and they're a little bit pricey. But they do operate via Bluetooth up to 50 feet away, so that's not too bad. And Yahoo has also announced that its Messenger service will work with iPad 2. So if you've got an iPad 2 Messenger service and you want to talk to PCs, it will let you, including video as well, using the front-facing camera. Well done, Yahoo. That's the kind of thing we need. And finally, Recognize Me has come to jailbroken iPhones. If you've got a jailbroken iPhone, you've now got a biometric face recognition system. So you stand in front of your iPhone, it scans your face, and it won't let you use it if it doesn't recognize you. If you're Cher or a porn star who regularly undergoes plastic surgery, then clearly you're never going to get into your phone, so don't bother. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. news. We'll be back again this morning with the photo show at 11 o'clock, then the Mac show at 1 p.m. with Andy and Atco, and finally we've got the big show at 10 p.m. with a brand new boy. He's all bright and shiny, and we're going to tarnish him before he disappears. Yeah. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.